Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back. I says, you better say,
yeah, baby. That's it, baby, right there. Hopefully you were tuned in for the 7 o'clock hour where we talked about things concerning the Declaration of Independence you may not have known before. We were talking with Dr. David Dean, Assistant History Professor at Grand Canyon University. Boy, that was a great hour. What a great bunch of information. Listen, you got to stay tuned in the 10 o'clock hour. We've got the Arizona King of Barbecue coming in. Mr. Val Romero drove up from Tucson. His store's the Arizona Grill and Hearth. He's going to be talking about favorite equipment, favorite sauces. He's even got his own brand of rubs and sauces. He's going to be talking about favorite recipes. We're going to make you the master of this afternoon's family event, the 4th of July barbecue. Now, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Get over there and register for that Arizona staycation. We had somebody just recently win. We pick a winner every single month. We had Doug win. He got over to Sanderson Lincoln. He picked out that MKT, which is just a fabulous vehicle. Ran up to Prescott, stayed at Spring Hill Suites, and he sent pictures. He just said, wowza, wowza, wowza. Thank you, Sanderson Ford. Thank you, Rosie on House. This was fabulous.
Did he disclose how fast he got there?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that.
Oh, I was just curious. I'm pretty sure he got there a little faster than my trip when I drive.
Hey, one of the things we've got going on right now when you win a staycation is we're going to have a gift basket in each car. You go to Sanderson Ford and you pick out the car on their demo lot that you want, or up to Sanderson Lincoln and pick up the Lincoln that you want, and they provide you the car for 3 or 4 days. We throw a gas card on the seat so it doesn't cost you a dime to get there. Cactus Candy Company puts in a gift basket, and right now, one of our lodging sponsors is the Marriott Spring Hill Suites in Prescott, and that's exactly where Doug went. It's one of my favorite places to stay when I go to Prescott because you're walking distance to all the great restaurants. You're just 2 blocks away from the Courthouse Square where all the activity and all the action is, and if you're going to Prescott, check out Spring Hill Suites. I absolutely love them. Perfectly located.
I stopped in at the Raven on Cortez, and I have never stopped there before.
Yeah.
Generally, when I'm leaving the square, the wood fire oven at Ben 239. That's my destination. That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
When it's time.
Me
to
too.
Eat.
Me too.
But
I love. Ben
I met
239.
Dave Barrett at the Raven, and okay. I'm gonna have to. We didn't have time to eat. It was just a 3 o'clock afternoon social hops hour.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to go back for dinner. That's a neat little joint inside.
All right. Well, we've got from Cactus Candy Company a special gift basket to give away today. We'll be awarding it in the 10 o'clock hour, so y'all stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great hour. And it's Grandma Coyote's basket of barbecue sauce with various flavors that you can use. If you're in the Phoenix area, we'll get it delivered up to you, maybe even yet today. If you're outside Arizona, outside of Phoenix, we'll have to mail it to you. It'll be great. The Cactus Candy Company, it's called Grandma Coyote's Barbecue Sauce, about 6 different flavors. Not to be confused with Coyote Odie cookies.
Oh, this
in downtown
is different.
Glendale.
Okay.
This
right.
is a lot different.
All right. Well, I think I owe our listeners a quick congratulations because I think they have something to do with this. The National Hardware Show publishes a Industry Edge newsletter, and one of the headlines in their recent publication was 8 out of 10 American consumers say they would rather buy American-made products than imported one.
Woot, woot.
The pendulum swinging back to Made in America products,
woot, woot.
And I think it has a lot to do with our listeners and their dedication and their help building out our Made in America resources. I know Arizona's a small part of America, but I think we're part of that pendulum swinging back the other way. And one of the interesting things they brought up is this misconception that Chinese products are cheaper. And although that may have been true at one time, and still in a lot of cases are, but their 13 million growth and jobs from 2002 to 2009 pushed wages of their labor up over 200%. So that was 5 years ago. I'm not sure what it's done from that point on. But it just the amount of cost it's driven up in their side. Plus, you've got all the additional transportation.
Yeah.
That, in a lot of cases,
to get it here,
it's not cheaper. Then they've got the reshoring initiative that's brought 300 companies back to the U.S., which has brought over between the estimate between 30 and 40,000 jobs back to America. And Garden Hour last hour, we were talking about lawnmowers. He had mentioned a couple brands. Well, Troy Bilt is an American-made lawnmower that's brought the job, the manufacturing back to America.
Fantastic. Folks, y'all stay tuned for the 10 o'clock hour. We've got the Arizona King of Barbecue joining us to make you the king of your barbecue this afternoon on the 4th of July edition of Rosie on the House.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.